This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, with us live on WBEN this morning. The NFL draft is a wrap. The Bills took three defensive backs, Sal. They signed Trey White and Dane Jackson in free agency. And, you know, there's only so much room on the roster. What do you think how the secondary will shape up? What's it going to look like?
Well, competition, right? You're right about that. There are only so many spots, but let's remember they can carry 90 players right now. They don't have to get to 53 until after the preseason injuries happen. And I think this is just a clear statement by Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. And we kind of knew going into the draft they'd really kind of remake the defense this entire offseason, but I think the statement is that they just have to be better there. They have to find answers for, you know, what went wrong last year. They dropped out of the top 10 in rankings and yards allowed and points allowed for the first time since 2020. And I think that the draft was a clear indication of that. Six of the first seven players drafted were all on the defensive side.
I mean, it is kind of incredible. The big question, I think, for a lot of people who might not be familiar with some of these players, we've gotten a little bit familiar with our first round pick, but other than that, how many of these players that we saw drafted by the Bills are expected to make an impact on the field this year versus being like kind of a turnover plan for a couple years from now?
You know, I think that's subjective, right, Brian? I mean, how many people would they expect versus what we expect, right? I think there's a natural inclination from fans to see a second or third round pick and go, oh my God, that guy's got to play right away. And if he doesn't, it becomes a disappointment. But the reality is the Bills have a good roster. It's tough for guys to just walk on this team and become an impact player. Now, I would say Maxwell Hairston, you know, you would hope for that to happen, right? There's a starting cornerback job open, as Susan just alluded to, with all these guys that they brought in. Someone's going to win that job, and that's really the only starting job. I think that up front, defensive tackle, you would hope that a guy like TJ Sanders, a guy like Deion Walker, guys drafted in the first four rounds of the draft, could come in, make an impact. Landon Jackson, but, you know, down the road, you have to plan for the future. There are guys in expiring contracts, AJ Epenesa, Daquan Jones, Matt Milano. Like, these are guys that Tre'Davious White and Dane Jackson only have one-year deals. So, you know, Brandon Bean has to think about this year. He also has to think about the future. So we'll see. I mean, I just think it's harder for players to do that on the Buffalo Bills than it is on a lot of other teams because they already have a good roster, and it's tough to come in and just make an immediate impact.
You just mentioned Deion Walker, the defensive tackle in the fourth round. I got to reemphasize, he's 6'7". 344 pounds. I mean, will he step in right away, make an immediate impact?
Well, and he moves. He moves really well for an athletic. He's for a big man. He's very athletic. And I would say, again, just going back to what I just said to Brian, I think it's hard to expect these guys just to come in as rookies, fourth round picks on a team that went to the AFC Championship game and make this amazing impact, especially a fourth round pick. But I do think the way the Bills rotate their defensive line, the way that they use a lot of these guys, he'll be in the rotation. Now let's, for this particular player, he is coming off a back injury, and that's why a lot of people believe he went in the fourth round instead of earlier, which Brandon Bean said a year ago, you might have been even a first or second round pick. So because of the back injury, the Bills said, look, he could play a game right now, but they don't have to. They're going to take it slow with him. They're going to make sure he's ready for the season. So a guy like that, I think that maybe you might want to temper expectations to be, you know, making that kind of impact right away.
Because this was so focused on defense, you know, on the other side of the ball, a lot of people were still thinking, hey, maybe wide receiver is still in play for the first couple of rounds. I mean, they eventually got there at the end, Sal, but, you know, not really paying much attention to offensive weapons in the draft this year. Does that mean necessarily that the offense that we see right now is the offense we're going to get? Or what are the other opportunities for big moves to happen during the offseason?
Yeah, I think the offense you see is what you're going to get. I mean, if they want to go out and get another veteran receiver, they can. Amari Cooper's still out there. I know people talk about him. Keenan Allen's still unsigned. I don't see a move like that coming. I think everything the Bills have done, for right or wrong, people can agree or disagree, for everything the Bills have done this entire offseason, they've told you, we don't need to really change the offense much. They scored over 30 points a game. They were the second best scoring offense in the league and set a franchise record, and they had the league MVP at quarterback. And yet people are still clamoring for more, more, more. And I get it. You have Josh Allen. You'd like to have him have really great weapons. I think the Bills are very comfortable with the guys they have. I think they're comfortable with especially the offensive line. Obviously, you know, the way that is intact and what they can do behind that offensive line. But I don't see any big moves coming. And look, the reality is they have their entire offense basically was under contract. The only guys they lost really were Amari Cooper when they traded for him at the end of the year. He was on an expiring contract. And then Mac Hollins, who went to the Patriots, but they replaced him with Joshua Palmer. That's it. Guys, they really didn't lose anybody on offense, and that's why I don't think you've seen much of a change there.
Is there one of these guys? You mentioned Amari Cooper and a couple other. I didn't even think of Keenan Allen being one of these. But if you look at the wide receivers who are out there, is there a guy that you kind of look at and say, you know what, he'd complement what the Bills have really nicely?
Yeah, I mean, I think any of those guys would fit in, right? As long as you're a veteran who understands and knows what the role would be, for sure. I still think they need some speed at wide receiver. If there's a guy out there. Now, they did draft a young man named Caden Prather in the seventh round, as you said, and he does have some speed. He's a bigger guy with some speed, but that's a seventh round pick. I don't expect him to just come in and play right away. It'd be tough to, he might not make the team, let alone get a jersey on game day if he does, but we'll see about that. I think there's always guys like that. I think the thing about wide receiver, too, is, you know, in really any position, I was told a long time ago, and I think this really resonated with me, when you're talking about going out and getting a veteran, a lot of times those guys are ready to you don't have to do it right away. They'll keep themselves in shape. They've played in different systems. If something happens where you feel you need to get one in July before camp or August, you go get one, and it really shouldn't be that tough for them to be onboarded, except for the fact that they haven't really had a lot of time with Josh Allen. Obviously, you want to do that. I think, guys, they just want to give their guys a chance here. Khalil Shakir, Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel, now Joshua Palmer, right? Laviska Shenault, they did sign, and Caden Prather, they drafted. Tyrell Shavers comes back from last year fighting for a job. A lot of people thought he would make it last year. He didn't. He got some time at the end of the year. KJ Hamler, Jalen Virgil, they've been on this team. So I think they're comfortable with the guys they have right now, but we'll see what happens at the end of the summer.
All right. The next big thing is the schedule release.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
how much excitement is there for that?
It's so funny, Susan. I'm a schedule nerd. I love the schedule release, right? It's a puzzle. I like doing puzzles. You guys like doing puzzles? That's what the schedule is. It's a puzzle. Mm-hmm. Where do you put, you know, it's like if you like doing Sudoku, you probably like the schedule. If you like crosswords, you probably like the schedule, things like that. That's me. I like to try and figure out what the league is doing. A good time, if anybody is interested, every year on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, our Odyssey podcast, Matt Bove and me, we interview Mike North. He's the league schedule maker, one of them. There's a few of them. And we had him on a couple weeks ago. You can still find that. It's fascinating what goes into this schedule. It's fascinating to think, you know, how it all gets put together. But I am sure of this. The Bills will be featured a lot in primetime this year. They'll probably have a very, we know there's an opportunity for them to be on one of the holidays, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and even Black Friday. And yeah, we're going to find out on May 14th. Would they go? Are they going to go to Ireland? There's still that possibility. Are they going to go to London? There's still that possibility.
Jeez. I'm hoping to go to either Cleveland or Pittsburgh, so I'm hoping the games are on a nice day for my schedule. Sal, always great to talk with you, and I'm sure we'll be checking in again soon. Sal Capaccio, as the Bills wrap up draft weekend.